So you basically saying this a front.
Yeah.
So you really don't mean like, fuck Deion.
I really mean that from, you don't want me to mean it, but nigga, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm a young man that can relate to those kids who may be having abandonment issues because Deion.
That's at Jackson State.
Y'all looking at it from a we love Deion standpoint.
I'm that guy and I'm not mad that he went to go chase that bag.
I'm them kids.
But he did listen, his service to Jackson State.
I'm not service to the culture. But this is what I'm telling black people. But you just named three components. The culture, you said Jackson State, yes, but you never said those boys.
That he left. Okay.
The privileged son get to go with his daddy. It's called nepotism. You go take the people you like with you.
But this is what I'm... But
there go the butts. It's all about Deion. Y'all looking at it from the top down. I'm looking at it from the bottom up. And most people at the bottom is saying, fuck y'all.
Yo, with JP on the FWM podcast. Follow me, the Diary of the Strong Black People. I'm here again in the rabbit hole. And shit, man, I got my boy, Lil Cuz, back in the building.
Mad time back in here one more time.
Back time. Hey, man, bruh. Hey, you already know. I always got to call on my little Bubba, man, with something about to go down. But, you know, one thing about it, I'm going to go ahead and let this be the season finale for season two. And shit, the topic that I choose, man, today, man, I say, hey, it's only right if I get my little cousin in the building with it. Feel me, man? So I'm happy you back, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be back. Good to be back, man. Been a long time.
So how everything been treating you, man?
Life been great, man. Life been great. Got a little change now. I'm a father now. Got a baby boy, 10 months.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm talking about you getting big, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing about it is the reason why I felt this was fitting for you, man, because you got your little baby boy and I got a taste of fatherhood. A little taste, man. And I'm talking about I know it feel good. I know it feel good.
Feel wonderful.
So, you know, the topic of I've been seeing a lot of people talking about LeBron and Deion. Things that they doing for their kids and being able to control the narrative in both of their, you know, respective areas of sports that they in. Team-wise, the organization-wise, and just the sport itself. Like, got it really in a stronghold right now. Not only that, and shaping the landscape for their kids to come to flourish in it. Setting a foundation. And then a lot of people right now, you know, they using nepotism in a negative form to where it's like they really feel some type of way. They really feel some type of way about how them boys shaping it. Now, granted, we gonna dive in a little bit of, you know, the Lakers with LeBron doing his respective organization and with Deion, you know, do the differences. But man, what you think about that though? Just for starters.
For starters, that's every man's dream to have a son that you can control the narrative for and go out and lay out a path for him. Mm-hmm. So, I really think that just ain't.
And at the beginning, you know, I've always said that, you know, though the things that people say about this situation, bro, it just shows that how a lot of people who they just never either A, had a father in their life, had an active, you know what I'm saying, a two-parent household father that they can see why it's being done. You know, so they can't see something that they never had. They can't identify this type of responsibility that we say that men as fathers hold. You know what I'm saying? Like, we say this is the typical father. But when you see those fathers doing it and it's working and it's happening, you have an issue with it. We all believe that fathers are supposed to pave the way, whether it's for a son or a daughter. You know what I'm saying? Your kids, period, your seeds. But, you know, for it to come in fruition before your eyes and you have a problem with it, this is the time that you say, oh, someone else, you know what I'm saying, may need an opportunity, or why they take an opportunity from this person. But you would, what if you was, you say if you was a father, you would do that for your son?
That sounds like jealousy, don't it?
Yeah. I mean, it, by definition.
That sounds like jealousy.
By definition. But the crazy thing about it is this. When we give our opinions about other things, when we go against certain people's skill level, or when we analyze something and we chastise somebody for wrong and we identify it, that's what people say is hating. But they're not gonna say this is hating. This is speaking facts, and like, that's how backwards
you
don't
we think is, if though. Tom Brady had a son in the same situation, he old lad would still be throwing the football.
Oh yeah. Like if from Jump Street, that little Tommy, that was gonna be like how a Manning child is.
Yeah.
The Manning's doing it.
Yeah.
And they not even doing it with holding a team hostage in a stranglehold.
Yeah.
And holding up cap space and holding the team hostage. Like they doing it off the field. Never even had to be on the field. A white nigga ain't never had
so
to.
So when you see a black father, they Deion doing it without being on the field. But when you see one on the team still holding on, that sound like hating.
But jealousy. He is on the field, though.
He is, okay.
He is on the field.
I get it.
He ain't padding up, but he controls the narrative. He's the head coach.
Why you hating, though?
Listen.
It's the blood.
So, but okay. Well, when we start to talk about, you know, shout out to my dog, you know, my barber. Marcus Gift the Hand, bro. Like, we had this conversation all the time in the barbershop about Deion. I said, you know, I can't hate this man for what he did. I even made an episode about when he first left to go to Colorado. I felt like people who was mad about it when it happened, I was like, you know, at the end of the day, he has a job to set a path for his kids. If he felt that this journey that he was taking to help other kids, that it was not going to catapult his child in the manner that he sees fit, I got a deal. I can't choose y'all. I can't choose y'all kids and say, okay, well, I know my kid can hold himself back because I'm supposed to be helping y'all. But at the end of the day, he's my responsibility.
And how can you be mad at that?
Because he left them all behind. He left others that don't have no daddy behind.
That ain't his fault.
He was gonna be their daddy, but
everybody can't play captain save
and I'm trying and my thing was, I felt like why everybody, you know what I'm saying, went after him, attacked him when he left Jackson State. My argument has always been that Deion don't know X's and O's though. And it's crazy that he got that head coach of job, boy, and that nigga don't really know X's and O's. That nigga is really playing fantasy Madden right now.
He worked at Colorado State.
Bro.
I mean, not Colorado State. He worked at Jackson State.
Bro, that man. Bro, Jackson State didn't have the portal. He had to use what they had. When that nigga said, I get a draft, I get the waiver list. Brother was like, this like the NFL. I'm going to fuck with that. And they got the resources for that. Like, the portal wasn't as hot as it is now. Like,
yeah,
he came and made that shit hot.
No. Bro. No. Listen. No. No.
Brother, he's the only nigga.
No.
Like, he is the only one that's all he is recruiting out the portal. That's all.
No.
Boy,
he
building his whole team out the portal, bro.
He didn't make it hot. He didn't make it hot. The portal was jumping, man. They were jumping. Man, look at Bo Nix. He transferred from, what it was at, Auburn?
Brother, that man is building his team off the portal, bruh. That man is AAU tryout, not that bitch, boy.
Hell no, nah, man.
What do you see? What do you see?
I see all these other people getting transfers and portals in.
Brother, brother, that man is playing FanDuel out in that bitch,
but boy. He doing like, the same thing they doing. He got to protect the quarterback. True enough, it's his son, but that's your number one job, protect the quarterback.
I'm not saying that it's not a big issue. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, bro, he got that portal hot, boy. I'm talking about that nigga said I ain't hard to find, dog. That means jump in the portal and come holler at me. He ain't taking no, bro, and he ain't taking no in-state recruit, like meetings. He ain't man, recruiting in-state.
Man, listen, Georgia don't recruit you to the last minute because they feel like you're going to recruit to Georgia anyway.
Man, listen.
You from Georgia.
That man is fantasy drafting that dude. You ever, bro, you ever played, you ever got in a fantasy draft pool for the NFL season with your job before or just with anybody? Yeah. Bro, that's what that man playing.
No, man.
What you mean? Man, that is what the man playing.
Y'all didn't say this when he went. It's just one bad year, man.
Bro, I'm not saying that. I'm not even talking about the year, bro. Like, starting off, just starting, let's just speak about this portal.
So you just think he had...
Not only that you picking out of the portal, bro. When I say he don't know X's and O's, bro, to the point where he went away from really utilizing... When you have a AAU circuit like that, you have to really have these guys buying into what their roles are. If you are going to catapult your son and have your son so visibly the person, the face of the team, the most important position on the team, which is quarterback. If you are going to elevate that boy and know he is going to have win, loss, or a draw, you or him, but not so much you as the coach, but him as the player will get all that slack because he is the most vital, important individual and piece of that football team. If you don't have 65 to 73 other men on that team that is okay with their role of, I'm not going to be the superstar. That's the superstar. Whether he's better than me or not, he is the superstar. I have to be able to be comfortable with what my role is, buy into that role and don't give no slack and don't worry about, oh, after the season, like, man, fuck that nigga. He ain't really know my name. Like, no. How your role is to understand this, that nigga. He gonna be that nigga because I'm about to make him that nigga. Be okay also, with that.
That might just be the bunch that wasn't okay with that. That's why.
But I don't see with this individual generation right now that they are able to wrap their minds around because they're so unaccountable and it's a victim mentality. That no kid right now with how hot social media is, Twitter and all of that, that they are mature enough to understand buying in.
So what is he supposed to do?
Bro, he being able to schematically not only understand that what their roles are, because you got an all-star, you're trying to recruit all-stars. You're not recruiting to build a team. You're recruiting to put teams and to get it now. You have to understand schematically how to keep these boys into what their roles is and to execute it.
But you just said that these kids ain't gonna wrap their mind around that he's their superstar.
So, okay. My thing is this then. Is he X's and O's and being other than being a motivational speaker, bro. Other than being a motivational speaker and to get a nigga to run through a wall. If I don't know how to schematically run, you just want me to run through the wall. Like, so coach, three yards in a cloud of dust, me just keep running to this wall. If the wall is not moving, do you have a play that I run around this wall? Like, we just gonna run through it all the time? It ain't no way that I can, like, juke or it's step left, step right. Like, I mean, come on.
Run clean through that
just
motherfucker.
Just every fucking play.
Run clean through that motherfucker.
Come on, man.
Head up, run clean through that motherfucker.
You don't have the pieces, the big bodies in the trenches to run through a wall and outman niggas.
I mean,
in Power 5.
No doubt. He playing through the portal, but he got at least two more years before he can. Well, he got at least this year and one more year after this to, all right, now you on a hot seat. Now you need to go ahead and get it some team builders. Really, you should have been starting early on a team builder to get these guys that you can put in a little work with. But, you know, they're down, but you can make them better. Because you're going to get everybody who know that, oh, no, I'm finna get drafted. Oh, I'm finna go here. You can't tell me nothing. I'm not finna bow down to your son's up. He not better than me.
So, brother, you really think that this man is going to stay after Shedeur and Travis Lee? What would be... You really think, and this is the argument with Brad at the barbershop too, like, you really, really think, if we watch Deion, we watch how Deion moves, you really believe that he wants to be a coach there at his kids' league?
He'll stay about 1 or 2 years until he get him a deal.
I believe either A.
If the Falcons don't draft him, he'll stay there a year or two.
Not in Colorado. I believe this. Once them boys get drafted, he put all his eggs in the basket to A, either follow them to the league, or B, hopefully Florida State. Yeah. One of them schools is calling it. Yeah. If neither one of those two things happen, I believe he out of them.
He following Shedeur, though. He following the quarterback. Because the safety trim, he's straight.
So look, if this man can really...
I don't see Atlanta drafting him.
Not after Michael Penix. I don't believe we're gonna make that move. So I think that's dead. That's why I don't believe unless Dallas got the chance, because they actually gonna give Mike McCarthy one more chance.
Man, that's what I'm saying. I don't even want to.
This
talk
is
about
the
this,
year.
Man. You know.
Not only that, look,
you know I'm a Dallas fan though.
Not only that, Dak Prescott just got accused of sexual assault, cuz.
Oh, for real?
Yes. So this ain't a storybook. They haven't re-signed nobody. Jerry said he going all in this shit. He brought Zeke back.
I seen he brought Zeke back.
So he ain't, bro, he is about to gamble and give it Mike McCarthy one more year and give it Dak one more year.
Man.
Dude, this not sound like a storybook.
Man.
For next year, him to be fired, Deion to come in, Jerry go draft Shedeur.
I don't want Deion as coach, though.
Come on, man. Because we can't, Atlanta ain't going to do it, nah. We got Michael Penix. That was a stupid pick, but we going to do that.
I don't want Deion as coach, though. Like you said, nigga don't know X's and O's. Now we fuck with my money,
see,
now, girl.
See,
now we
see?
Fuck with my
that's
money,
the crazy
now,
thing. Now when a nigga got to come your way, now a nigga really, now a nigga's keeping it real.
Home,
see, that's what I'm saying, though. You know, that's what I'm saying.
You could be a motivational coach or, you know, someone, an assistant coach or something like, you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
but
that's your big,
cornerback coach.
That's your big money maker, cuz. Your big money maker. That's going to put some ass in seats.
Right.
Boy.
Defensive coordinator.
Listen, you really.
Defensive coordinator.
You really think. Defensive you really coordinator. Think, you really think the white folks in Colorado love Deion? Bruh. After the first year, when he bought all them ticket sales that first year, that was great. You made buku of profit. But now, when it's not more, if he just stay afloat with the antics that he going through, all the dumb shit, how the media on his ass right now, but Colorado, you're tired of that shit.
Yeah.
If he's not continuously making it grow every year, If it's just standing there, they're not gonna take the headache behind the just staying standing. If it's continuous growth, they like, man, fuck it, just let them run, let it run out.
Well, I think it is,
huh?
I think it is.
You think what?
It's continuously growth.
Well, the
what that nigga 50 said,
he
can't
he,
love
he,
me.
He dropped 30,000 in attendance for the spring game, which that don't matter. However. That's your first sign of a decline. When it comes,
we gonna see. You gotta take 2 seasons
because people want because they were so thirsty to watch him in the spring, the first year, to see what he bring back. This should have been the year that more than 55,000 wanted to see after his second.
It's gonna take
first
at least
year.
2 years,
but he ain't got year. 2 years now.
This is second year.
Oh, bruh. But after this, he ain't got no more. He not gonna go for the third. This was the time to come in off the muscle this year. This spring. This was going to stamp it.
I think you really sleeping on my boy. I think my boy might pull something better than what he wore last year.
Record-wise?
Yeah.
I would hope so because that schedule is wonderful.
Yeah.
That schedule wonderful. Like, 10, like, legit 8. They said 10 last year. They wanted 8, but then they kept dropping out 6-6. But I see a legit at the start, at least 8.
I really don't even want to watch college football no more. I watch Deion, you know, the support of Black Father. But how they did Florida State last year, man, I don't really get up on that like that.
I mean, Brad, it's no way. It's no way. Florida State needed to be out of that. Don't trash it, bro. Don't bring that trash into the playoff, bro. This playoffs this year was nice to watch. It was actually nice to watch.
They went outside.
It was nice to watch.
They had a tough schedule.
It's no way.
Come on, bro.
The ACC is fucking.
They play LSU and everything, bro. They play LSU and everything.
Bro, that was like the second game of the season, man.
Man, come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I feel you. That win did.
I forgot who else they played. They played like 2 tough teams.
Bro, but after that quarterback was injured, it's no way.
They still, come on.
No, man. No, we don't want to see that shit.
Come on. Bro, you tripping, bro. They still was winning.
Bro, once again, if we going to sit up here and say a father who dictate the narrative for their child to make it, bro, when you got power, period, nigga, like, If niggas didn't have the power to strip that from them, yeah, they deserve by record and how and schedule what they did. Yes, they should have been there. But when that quarterback got hurt, with a nigga who got power that can dictate to be like, yeah, we don't want to see that shit. Kudos to that nigga, like, cause we didn't want to see that shit.
Man,
come on, man. Not without your best player, bro. That quarterback made a big difference on that team, bro.
They still won though. They came back. Man, come on, bro. They buzzer call a lot of teams. Mm. Come on.
That playoff is gonna get real hectic, man. Listen, you talking about Alabama? Who you? Okay, so who you kick out?
You kick out Bama
after they beat Georgia.
You still kick out Bama. Didn't they lose to Florida State?
Didn't they
lose to Florida State?
No. The Georgia loss.
They lost to Florida State.
They lost to Florida State?
I think Bama lost to Florida State.
I don't remember who they lost to. I know after they beat Georgia in the SEC championship. It just showed you that Georgia had a real cupcake schedule. Because Georgia really thought, oh yeah, since some of these teams got 2 losses, we can lose this and still be in the playoffs. They really was betting just losing that one game. But niggas, the committee didn't respect Georgia's schedule.
Yeah.
They were supposed to go ahead and tighten it up on Alabama and put them out their misery. Out their misery, bro.
I'm disappointed because I don't like that white boy quarterback. They got Carson Beck. He ain't that guy.
You talking about in Georgia?
Yeah.
Bro, to be honest with you, if Georgia didn't have a 26-year-old quarterback, they wouldn't have never won them 2 championships. Like, Stenson Bennett, that nigga was so old, bro.
Age had nothing to do with it.
Bro, you playing against kids. Like, he wasn't good, but when you that old, the confidence, bro, that you have playing against kids, like, that nigga really was a surgeon. Like he was a, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just, nigga didn't never go to, he still ain't graduating. That just shows a nigga who y'all just really wanted him to play football. He still has not graduated.
Hey,
his
man,
old man, ass man. Just was cool with playing with kids, bruh. It's no way that old ass nigga should still been playing, bruh. He just beating up on kids like
I
that.
Always said George needed to go.
Kirby Smart thought he was getting over on some bullshit, bringing that fucking middle-aged, white-collar working guy.
Blue collar got 3 kids.
Come on, man. What?
With a drinking problem.
Nigga, been drinking.
Nigga, with a drinking problem. Nigga don't even come to practice. He show up drunker than the motherfucker.
And Kirby, the best coach. Man, that's the nigga. Kirby is that AAU coach, boy. Well, you got to tell that nigga, let me see buddy birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Like, he that nigga with, if he can take an old nigga out of town to play, because he needed to get on the map. He was Nick Saban lackey.
He was
Nick Cannon, Nick Saban Dubois.
That nigga said Nick Cannon.
Nick Saban Dubois. You know what I'm saying? He needed to get from under that and put himself on the map. Georgia ain't deserved them two championships, God.
Oh, boy, you just talking now, man.
Come on, man. Listen.
Who deserved them?
Listen, you take that old-ass nigga. Their defense was tough. He made sure that, bro, as a game manager, just don't fuck it up. But don't, bro, and he still was, when it came down to them end of them games, bro,
yeah, like, fuck it up.
He was ready to give it up.
Yeah, he'll fuck it up.
That just shows the defense was some dogs.
So we desire that shit, what you
mean? No. Y'all should have played with a nigga that was your age, cuz. Like, come on, man. Listen.
Bro, he still had eligibility, bro. What you want us to do, bro?
I mean, it's just funny to watch.
He was a walk-on drunk, bro.
Again, just walking
like,
on campus.
He was like 23 freshman year walking on.
Man, listen.
Nigga didn't even go there. He was a for real walk-on.
Listen, this draft this year had a lot of old niggas in it. And it's still, at that COVID year, really let a lot of players, bro, like, still be. It's one guy they just showed. He at least, like, 9 years in.
I don't give a fuck, man. That shit was so motivational to me that I still got some eligibility. I'm going back. What you talking about? I'm going back, nigga.
Listen.
Look up, going back, nigga.
Listen. So.
1 year and I'm done. 27. So, I'll be 28. I'm done. NBA.
So, check it.
No, right? G League.
LeBron.
Right.
You a Laker fan.
Right.
Now, you told me about Deion with not coming to your Cowboys, you a Laker, but now you got LeBron as a Laker, bro. Like, I mean, how you feel about LeBron is holding them niggas hostage? Hey, y'all gonna have to draft Bronny.
As a dad, boy, I can't be mad at that nigga, man. I can't be mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
I do the exact same thing, have me in the headlock up under the arm, getting the nugget, boy. Like, put my son on the team and I'll stop. What you talking about? But as a Laker, I'm like, cut your ties with this motherfucker. We built for now. Let's go, boy. Like,
hey, so you just like, you don't hate him because he's your father, but you let some other team deal with it.
Yeah, man. Listen,
I respect
give
you,
somebody bro. Else the headache. You see, Cleveland finally bounced back. They're doing a little better now. And we the Lakers, we got money to blow all the time. We the late night show. Bro. We don't build for the future, we build for today.
Man, but that man don't want to go nowhere else. He
I know.
To stay in LA.
I know. And as a father, I can't be mad at him. I fought with that. What you say, fought with me?
Listen.
Yeah, I fought with him. But as a Laker, nigga, I'm gonna die hard Laker. I'm born a Laker, I'm gonna die a Laker. That's how I feel. Cut ties with that nigga. Let's get what we can get. That nigga be a restricted free agent if you don't accept the deal or whatever.
If he opt out, he walk free. If he opt out, he walk free.
I'm not mad at you. We slid us a little championship in there. You know, I ain't mad at you, but let's get the purple and gold back to respecting that motherfucker.
I don't think y'all gonna ever get
but
back.
We didn't sign Luol Deng for $60 million because that bitch was getting paid.
Listen.
Nigga, I might try for the Lakers is what I'm saying.
I don't think y'all gonna ever get back.
Nigga, Marcel can try for the Lakers and get some money.
I think as long as Jeannie Buss, y'all owner.
Yeah, she got to go.
I don't think y'all gonna, as long as y'all got that woman in that front office, cuz. I don't think.
Cause her daddy was for now. Nigga, you let Magic Johnson go?
Yeah, she let Magic go.
You let Magic go. He was gonna save you. He brought LeBron. Without Magic, L.A. never gets LeBron.
They use Magic, too.
Somebody else was supposed to take the fall for Magic.
Yeah.
Without Magic, they never get LeBron. I always say that. That team would be a whole lot different if Magic was still the president. Without Magic, nobody wants to really go to L.A.
I ain't gonna lie, though, bro. Magic did, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Lonzo Ball fan. But, boy, listen. Boy, that was a gamble.
Lonzo Ball?
Yeah. And I'm a BBB fan. I'm hurt. See, and it's crazy because the Lakers took Lonzo at number two.
Number two?
But boy, Golden State slept on taking LaMelo number two. So, oh, he should have been number two, too.
So really, because I'm not mad at Magic. Because if you look at it, that whole team Magic drafted, it wasn't what the Lakers were used to. We were used to right now, living in that and right now. He drafted for the future because all them boys deadly. And they were really meant to build. How he built that team, that was really how they meant. They complimented each other. Them boys were really dead. We had the next Golden State coming up.
But LeBron, Bron never wanted to teach, though.
And that was the problem, bringing it. So
as a person who is recruiting Bron to come in, you got to understand, too, what you bringing in. And it just shows how, bruh, as a black man going into that, you know what I'm saying, I think pride got in the way for him either not going to talk to Pat Riley and asking the truth about Bron, or B, he went to Pat Riley. Pat Riley was real with it. And he was like, nah, that cracker hating on black folks, da, da, da. And he was like, nah, he'll listen to me. Like, I believe everything that Pat said
was true. He went to Pat Riley. Listen, he did not make that move and not go to Pat Riley.
Not to say that he didn't go to Pat. LeBron made some demands and Pat bucked.
Yeah.
Starting from wanting to get rid of the coach.
Yeah.
Getting rid of Spoelstra. That's the first coach. That's the first GM, boy, that held they nuts and still was like, I believe in this nigga. Like,
I'm talking about Ingeni and Rob Pelinka, whatever your name is, they forward every time, bro. Who you want in here? We'll get rid of this motherfucker. Listen,
Pat Buck, and look what it got him. Like, Spoelstra still there. And without LeBron, that's the only coach, bro, that still got a stable job that's actually moving. Other than, you know what I'm saying, Ty Lue. But, like, LeBron left Ty.
Yeah.
He ain't get Ty out of there. He left Ty. So, Tyronn Lue and Eric Spoelstra, the only two that really held their own against
Bron. Because they're the only two that know what they're talking about. Look at Frank Vogel. You trash.
Them boys are folding. I'm talking about folding.
Look at, like, what's his name? Durham Ham or whatever his name is. Trash.
Yeah.
Man, this nigga, it was clear he lost control of his team. He been lost control of his team. Didn't know what was going. How can you coach LeBron, bro? That go again like Kobe later years, bro. Like, you bringing in niggas that he didn't did in personally on the floor. You know damn well they're not going to coach. If you did not have another field jack, there is. And I hate that he couldn't gel with Eric Spoelstra like that, but that's the closest thing to or Greg Popovich. That's the closest thing to a Phil Jackson.
I think, like I said, the NBA is closer to WWE than a lot of people want to be honest with. You know what I'm saying? NFL, because it's sports, we don't really want to believe that it's scripted because that's a real competitive sport. Wrestling, we know wrestling is fake. Even when we were younger, we didn't believe it, but As we got older, we watch how fake it is. But no matter how much you want it to, nobody ever wanted to feel like football, basketball, baseball is scripted and it's fake. Because you feel like that's taking away the integrity of, you know, competitive sports. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't never wrestled. So you ain't never ever felt the need to feel like, nah, you're going to defend the integrity of wrestling. We grew up competing in basketball, football, yeah, and professional basketball and football and baseball is something that it seems like it's reachable for us. Niggas, we don't really ever dream when we wrestling in high school. We don't think we're going to one day be a professional suplexer, niggas.
That right? Was crazy. They got Olympus. They got a gold medal for that shit.
Yeah, but it's still not what we see on WWF. What we see professional with them, we don't see in the amateurs. So that's why it's so easily to pick out that it's scripted. Feel me? But basketball and football and baseball, we don't want to believe it. But when you really look at it and you dissect it as you get older, you look at, like, bro, for a storyline, Greg, it's certain coaches and certain people that's not going to follow that plan of where the NBA may have as a vision for a start. If it makes them look bad, for them to rise, you can count me out. Find somebody else to do it.
You can tell that's why Lamar Jackson ain't won yet.
Oh, but coach-wise though, right? Coach-wise, when LeBron comes into your organization, you will be the scapegoat if you don't, you know what I'm saying, go his route. They're not going to allow him to fail without it being someone else's fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's scripted that way.
Yeah.
Nobody else is not.
It's and
not,
I say that, and I'm a diehard, like, and I say that, like, this nigga, don't nobody put the blame on this nigga. Like, damn, you picked this team.
But
every time it fails,
they did it that way. So now anybody who has an opinion of him, you're going to see him as a hater.
You picked this team.
But you can't hold him accountable. Or you're going to look that as a hater.
Le GM. That's what they call him.
But
Le GM.
But he know the game, though. I believe LeBron knows more X's and O's than Deion know X's and O's.
He do knows X's and O's.
But like, he does LeBron not. LeBron know X's and O's.
But he does not.
He knows how talent.
It shows
you. He just don't know how to.
He doesn't know how to assemble the right talent. That's what it shows you.
Because they both would. This
is not the Miami years where you can just pile all these niggas on the same team.
But both of their mindsets is just put superstars together and play rather than putting talent around and schematically getting them roles to know how to play it.
When LeBron retires, he will be an excellent coach and just needs to be a coach. He should not be a GM, should not have a pick in the roster. Let someone else decide, scout that talent that'll best fit that, and you draw the X's and O's for it. It shows as you're playing that you're not a talent. You're not a team builder.
A GM.
You're not a GM.
He has an eye for talent, though. He just doesn't have a... He creates the system, right?
You don't even want to teach the young niggas.
Well, because he is the system. You can't teach... Okay, so it's hard to teach someone else moving out your way. It's hard to teach that. When I am the system... Get me the ball and move out of the way.
What's hard about saying that?
But it's hard
Kobe
for you.
Said, get the fuck out of the way.
Kobe needed that triangle. LeBron can't play in a triangle. LeBron is a downhill mover. He doesn't find his spots. The triangle is designed for players to find their spots. Star players, star shooters to find their spots. Kobe and Jordan flourished because they learned how to find their spot. Players like Tracy McGrady can find their spots. They're long athletes to where they can fade away. If you can give them a mid-range, so Kawhi Leonard can get to a spot.
LeBron now can't benefit from the triangle. That motherfucker will find his spot and get hot.
He's never ever had to defer to that. And I believe that he wants to do that, but he has not been in the practice to do
and
it.
That's
so
what I'm saying. That's why
you need the right coach to implement it the right way.
Instead of going after these motherfuckers, LeBron didn't beat up on an 0-4. What's his motherfucker name? Durnham, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
He beat you up in 0-4 for the Pistons.
So
let's go get somebody like, that's why you go get a respectable coach. Somebody that LeBron can't sit here and.
So they don't wanna be honest with themselves. I don't know if LeBron wants to be honest with himself to say it out loud, or coaches and GMs are afraid to go to him about it. But I don't think nobody wants to believe that he's dwindling athletically. We still want to bring people around that we still want LeBron to go 94 feet downhill, create and kick to a shooter, rather than him being the one that he the pick and roll, he's the picker. And the roller, you know what I'm saying? He's the one that's sitting out there short corner.
And that's the problem, because he is showing you
elbow.
He's showing you that he is he's not declining, but he's wanting to decline. But we still trying to make him.
Oh, somebody has the communication is off, or someone
because won't,
he
damn near shoving the keys in Anthony Davis' chest. Anthony Davis is dropping that motherfucker.
But Anthony Davis is not going. Anthony Davis is not the right piece.
He's not Kyrie.
For LeBron picking a spot. People need to stop lying to themselves and still riding on this Anthony Davis is top five in the NBA. He's never showed you that he's been top five.
Other than Dwayne Wade is Kyrie Irving. Other than Dwayne Wade, Kyrie Irving is the only motherfucker that can fit him.
Well, he done fucked up and Kyrie found a younger LeBron and Luka.
And Luka.
He has a chance to find someone in their youth and do what
he wanted to originally do.
That he learned his mistakes from LeBron. Kyrie has identified that this is the closest thing that you will watch body-wise, frame-wise, skill-wise, minus the athleticism, closest to LeBron. That can control the tempo, that can be able to slow to make the game speed for us and still get me the ball when I need it to be. He wanted to sit there and think he knew it all and wanted to step away from LeBron. He learned to say, damn, that was a bad mistake. But he got a second chance to somebody like Luka. And like, you know what? If this is going to be my only next chance, instead of going to an aging LeBron, I can spend my lasting years with this young cat.
And I can coach this nigga how I want him to be.
Yeah.
I'm LeBron in this situation.
Because I got a ring.
I'm LeBron in this situation.
I
got a ring.
And I hit a game winning in that game.
I'm LeBron in this situation. And even after I left LeBron, I showed you I'm still the man. But back on to what you originally asked me, cuz. Oh, hell yeah. If I could play for the Lakers and have them motherfuckers in chokehold right now until my son get in there, hell yeah. You gonna do? Hell yeah.
I don't see a problem with it, man.
But as a Laker,
my arguments is always X's and O's and logical.
And you can't argue with him X's and O's. He knows.
Well,
X's
with LeBron, it's still schematically where I'm arguing that, you know, somebody, either the organization or him, need to just go ahead and openly speak about how it's time. For the decline has came. So it's time to move a different direction. And I don't know which one's going to
do it. Well, they tried that with Anthony Davis, but that's where the mistake was made. Well, signing with Anthony Davis.
Well, he has to now.
Instead of bringing in Westbrook and going in, buying in with LeBron, we should have brought in DeRozan and Kyle Lowry.
Well, now is LeBron's chance to sit back.
He's never.
And show that they really don't know what they're doing now. He has been the reason why anything has been done, because he had to do that because they really don't know what the hell they're doing. Most of the time, LeBron is getting in there. The only place that didn't work was Miami. That just shows you when a competent GM knows what they're doing, they tell him, hey, sit down, little pup. Everybody else letting him move because they actually don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're hoping that because he's LeBron, he can make it happen.
And see, back then, he was able to put, motherfucker, you put Miami together the first couple of years.
No, he ain't put them together. He assembled the agreement of Bosh and Dwayne Wade. He ain't put that Ray Allen shit together and all that. That's Pat Riley.
Dude. Okay, I get you that.
That's Pat Riley. That's being a
you
good
put
GM.
That. You put that 15-16 Cleveland Cavaliers together, though.
He did that.
And that was a hell of a team.
He did
that. That was a hell of a team.
He did that.
He did that.
He did that.
You
he
put that 2020 Lakers together. That was a hell of a team.
He did that, too. And he not only put that team together, he also put the team together while he was still playing with Cleveland.
Oh, shit. You think he put the 2020 Lakers together while playing with Cleveland?
He told Magic to trade all them guys to him. So over the summer, they can have cap space. He said, you trade them all to me. I drag them to the East. He was in the East. LeBron ruled the East. LeBron knew he can drag the shittiest. LeBron was dragging the East since 2004. Well, 07, when he went to the finals. When he drugged that sorry ass team against the Spurs. He been dragging the East by himself. You can put anybody on his team in the East. He gonna do it. If LeBron was in the East with this Laker team, if the Lakers was in the West, I mean in the East this whole time.
Oh, no doubt. We in the finals every year.
Every year.
Now that you come to the West, nigga, Kobe was putting up 40 a night. You realize his pain now. 40 a night without the right mixture of people around you is no fucking good.
Listen.
You just wearing yourself down.
Listen. Him in the East. with Anthony Davis.
That motherfucker winning every year.
It's every
bro. Every year. And that is what he was used to. Man. Going to the East, putting his team together, and you able to bail yourself out by still that, running that whole motherfucking side.
Bro, that West been wicked.
But when you come to the West, time, that though. Bitch get wicked. That and you West realize been wicked that. For, Jordan that, realized that. That's why Jordan wouldn't come to the West.
That West been wicked for a long
Jordan time. Realized that. That's why Jordan never came to the West. Well, what is the Wizards? The East or the West?
Who?
The Wizards.
The East?
Oh, Jordan never came to the West. He realized that. Kobe was a dog to be able to stay on that West like that. Shaq was a dog.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Listen, no Shaq with Kobe. Kobe with the Paul Gasol and Lamar Odom, if they switch and them players play with Kobe 2000, 2001, he don't win them championships.
What?
Kobe wasn't that dog.
Kobe always been
listen,
a dog.
Hold on. Hear me Kobe out. Hold always, on. Hear me out.
I watched him from the window. Hear me out.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. Because you're still a little pup. 2001. Like you're still a little pup. But the dog that Kobe had wasn't the disciplined dog that he was 08. 09, 2010, 2009.
Okay.
From 05 to 2011, when he got swept in the Western Conference in the semis by the Mavericks. Before then, that long stretch after Shaq left, Kobe had spent all those years being in the shadow. If I fuck up, if whatever that I have plans to take over don't work, I still got that big guy down there that's going to clean it up. Get that bitch off the rim. If I tell this big bitch to get off of the rim, he's got to go get it. He's going to get it because nobody else going to get it from him. What
superstar didn't have that Robin?
But Paul Gasol and Lamar Odom don't give him that safety. Shaq, Robert Horry, all of them give him in 2000, 2001, 2002, 2000.
Why they don't, that. Girl?
They don't give him that. Them two don't.
Well,
give
nobody
him that.
Feels Shaq's shoes. Nobody.
That's what
feels
I'm saying.
Shaq,
bro, that plays a big difference.
Yeah. Okay. Nobody.
That plays
but
a
Shaq
big difference.
But Shaq needed Kobe as well. Without Kobe, Shaq don't win them titles.
But look, though.
Without Kobe, Shaq don't win them titles.
I feel you, but bro, Shaq sell two.
But without Kobe, he do not win those titles. Without
listen,
Kobe, there that fat motherfucker do not
listen,
win them titles.
Shaq went to the finals in the East with the Magic.
But that's the East.
Feel you, but bruh, Shaq has been having a team on his back because he's the big fella.
Right.
He's the big fella.
But without Shaq, without Kobe, he does not win.
Bruh, all I need is a two guard. That's all I need is a couple niggas.
You had Penny Hardaway. What Nick?
Bruh,
I forgot what the motherfucking name is. Come on, bro.
You put Shaq in
bro.
Hollywood.
You had Ron Harper too. No,
listen,
bro.
You put him in Hollywood.
Right.
Listen,
well, Shaq already was a clown. You go to Hollywood, now he really acting. Come on, bro.
Listen.
Without Kobe, hey, fat nigga, tighten up. Hey, fat nigga, come on.
Listen.
Hey, big nigga, let's go down here and practice. Hey, fat
that LA team, bro. Kobe was a dog. But I just, LeBron stayed, man, like, that man really, and not only that, his son did nothing. Like, obviously, we can say about the heart thing, bro, but.
Man.
We can say about the heart thing, but.
Your son did completely
nothing. And I'm talking about, like, and you got that much pull that you could tell a nigga, like, look. I know he ain't did nothing, but
yeah, draft my nigga.
Like
he better in NBA
draft my nigga,
in
like and for him to skip the line that he ain't got, because some niggas be like, nah, give him another year. He got to prove himself. This LeBron James, like
this
who,
man,
who
name
gonna
is,
be the first one?
This man
who
name
gonna
is
be the
LeBron
next person?
James
who,
Jr.
Who's gonna be the next person other
guess
than
what
Pat
LeBron
Riley
say?
to tell LeBron no,
nobody? Because guess what LeBron said, hey. This I'm not giving up the throne until my son get here. And he's going to inherit it from me like a real kingdom. All these years y'all called me the king, why not treat it like I'm the king? My son is going to inherit this. And what's crazy is Bryce better than that motherfucker.
Bruh. Listen, I don't know if LeBron got that much time. But boy, if LeBron got enough pull to draft his son, not only that, you to just be like, I'm going to play another year. And after he played that last year, they end up changing the rule to say we can go back to drafting high schoolers. And that nigga Bryce get drafted out of high school.
You don't think that what I think is whatever LeBron go.
They really think LeBron can still play three more years. They think if LeBron starts to defer to be a number three, he can extend three more years.
You don't think he can? That bitch take care of everybody. Boy, that motherfucker playing at a high level.
Listen, I heard something. Rashawn McCant said something on the Gilbert Arenas podcast. And people see this as hating, right? But I really listened to what he said and it made a lot of sense. Cause you know, I'm unbiased. I believe two things can be true, right? He said, let's not forget, LeBron has now, there's been some sprinkles of allegations that he was taking that stuff. He's been holding off. Not the reason why he's been durable. It's because he's been, you know what I'm saying, taking that shit, right? People don't want to talk about it because, you know, we don't want to smear his name, right? But let's be real. All these years, we've been saying LeBron spent $1 million on his body. He do this and do this. Tom Brady spent $1 million and on their body. Why has nobody else heard the recipe then? Why hasn't this man started promoting the recipe?
They heard about it. That shit just illegal. They ain't got their name.
So
they not a Tom Brady or LeBron James to get away with it.
So nigga, why has nobody else been able to take care, have longevity?
They not
like these boys have.
They not a LeBron James or Tom Brady.
Because it's crazy. Because Tom ain't even no freak of nature.
No. Nope.
Football had to. They couldn't give him steroids. They had to change the whole game for Tom Brady to be able to live. Like, they can give LeBron steroids and he just becomes Superman. You can't give Tom Brady steroids and think that people ain't going to be like, hey,
yeah,
hold on.
Yeah.
You had to make rules to make this nigga look like he was God. Can't tackle the quarterback.
That bitch ate it up, though.
You can't hit his receivers.
You think if little Tommy wasn't in the right age rate, damn, he can hold the lead hostage, he wouldn't?
Well, he opened up the door for Patrick Mahomes. That boy Patrick gonna be the NFL Steph Curry.
You know I can't stand that motherfucker.
Hey, Patrick Mahomes about the shit.
I damn near want to RKO that motherfucker when I see him.
Listen, I can't. Honestly, I believe sports is entertainment. And just certain players and certain individuals, stars are made. They're not born. Stars are created. Superstars are created. Dogs are born. Leaders is in you. Superstars are created. They create superstars.
Like
if the media and the sport wants to create a superstar, they're just going to hold on. They're going to lock in. And they're going to make you believe they the chosen. They made us believe LeBron was the chosen one. When we see a nigga who should have played football, play basketball all these years. He's smart. He had to know the game inside and out and know X's and O's because his skill level has never been good enough. But he's just been bigger than everybody, more athletic than everybody.
And guess what? And I'm gonna support it because guess what I'm gonna tell you? I got the next LeBron right here in my house, nigga. That nigga. Boy, we got the story to go behind it. Got the size to go with it. The only thing is, he a born dog, and he just ain't going to be, he ain't willing to bow down like Bron bow down. That's the only problem. But boy,
You're going to be like LeVar Ball. But, man, listen. Like I said, it wasn't nobody else that I felt like having this, you know what I'm saying, conversation with, but you, bro.
Man, it felt good getting back in the rabbit hole, man.
You know, this the last episode, man, and you know, a lot of people feel like I give a lot of people a hard time, you know what I'm saying? Like, this was definitely an episode, man. Like, again, closing out the season. Not only that, man, like, being able to just shoot the shit and be real about some shit. Like, honestly, I am very unbiased. I'm very, very unbiased on a lot of things. I come straight to you with the truth. I think people, again, don't like to hear the truth. You know, it ain't about my tone or my delivery. It triggered you. You know what I'm saying? That's why you feel that way. But as a father, man, like, again, I can critique I can analyze and critique the X's and O's about them being the athletes or whatever that their profession is, critiquing that. But as a father, bro, I cannot hate them boys for what they do, well, man.
I love them boys.
I can't hate them, bro.
As an athlete, I love to see
that, bro, because I grew up with the father in the house, bro, to where I believe if he had that ability, think that he wouldn't do it.
My daddy would have did the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I heard my daddy hate about that, you know, I was, you know, have a problem with that. I would know again that either you mad because you didn't have that or you mad that you feel like you should have been able to provide for me. I feel like whether or not I'm able to do that for with my current circumstance, with my children, I feel like I should strive. I'm striving.
And it's okay for you to feel like, damn, I wish that was me.
Yeah,
but
you
don't
know what I'm
saying? Hate on that motherfucker. Don't be jealous to that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay to feel like, damn, I wish that had been me. But guess what you do? You strive to how much time you put in, you know, your son to making him like that, working with him like that. Because how much time did that man have to put in with his children to so they can be able to perform at that level? They weren't just born like that motherfucker. He put in that time with them motherfuckers.
He did.
With the money or not, he put in the time with them.
Resources play a big
white people. White people use it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's if they have it, then why not use it? That is your seed. You don't think if you had the ability to do that shit, you get, man, Caitlin Clark, if she got the ability to have her daughter and hold Lee hostage like that, she would.
Listen. I think because it's in your face that people don't like it. But I think people say be humble. But I mean, what's being humble? I mean, what's being humble? Like, do I want to put everything that I do for my kids out in the public? No, because putting my kids in the right place to succeed, that's my job. I don't have to put it in your face to make you see
that. It just so happened my profession is in your face.
Exactly. Exactly. It just so happens. So when my profession does not, you know what I'm saying, warrant that, then I feel you. But even if I still did, like, I'm proud of me, myself, and my kids.
I had a high school coach my freshman and sophomore year holding the team dead hostage, nigga, 0-20. Yeah. You want your son to be quarterback? He Deion Sanders, that motherfucker. You want your son to be quarterback? It was obvious you knew no X's and O's. Nigga, 3rd and 23 running it to the fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you come on, girl. I done seen it. As a father, I can respect it now. But as a player and all, I understand why they mad.
But boy, make it work, though. Make it work.
If you're gonna do this, make it work.
Make it work, boy.
Make it work.
And
sometimes you might have to bench that son, hey boy.
Listen,
Tanya, what happened to going
work,
what,
boy?
Like, hey, turn your ass up, son.
I don't know. Like, if this means they are really, really fortunate when I can really blatantly don't give a fuck what nobody say, and I know you fucking up. I'm sticking with him. Knowing good and well, any other player, if that wasn't your child, you're going to do what's best for the team.
Best for the team.
Yes, sir.
But that,
I can't, yeah.
That's that line between father and coachhood where you have to. And most people are going to go with the father. You're going to ride or die with your child. And I don't, as a father, my son could go out his bitch and throw 3 interceptions a game. But if I got the power to control, he stays in the game, that we riding or dying with that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're going to boo me like a motherfucker. We riding or dying with that motherfucker.
That's why, again, it ain't no in between with being a coach and being a father.
Yeah.
You either going to be all in with riding with your child, Or all in for the team.
That's
what is that? But
that's job and home you separate the two.
So, but is your child mentally strong enough to understand daddy doing this to drive you to be better? See,
coaches like, so like LeBron, or they wouldn't do that. I believe motherfucking Nick Saban, the bench, his fucking son.
I don't believe it.
I believe Greg Popovich. He'll bench his son.
Because look, because
get your ass on the bench.
Because the kid,
that's that older. That's
the coach for Syracuse and the coach for UConn. They had sons on the team and they just rolled the bench the whole year.
You weren't good enough.
So
why sacrifice how I feed you, motherfucker?
But they knew they weren't good from the jump.
It's different when you know Bronny ain't. You know Bronny ain't shit.
Bruh.
You know Bronny ain't shit.
Well, I mean,
he wasn't never ranked that motherfucker out like
LeBronny ain't the bullshit like them white coaches. I just kind of like they sons. Nah, Bronny still better than them.
He developed mental talent. 10 times better than them. Like
on a scale of real deal.
He's somewhere talent. Like go to Golden State and learn how to be a real deal threat somewhere like that. Fit in where you get in kind of thing.
I ain't gonna lie, Bronny better than pretty much all the white boys. if we only stacking Bronny talent up against other niggas. If Bronny was in an all-white draft, you think these niggas gonna take the white boy for Bronny? Them white folks tripping. They lying.
These young niggas is running wild.
If the draft was all white this year.
But it's not.
If the draft was all white and Bronny was the only black nigga, I promise you, he going number one. All these players right now talking that shit. You would not take near one white. If Bronny was the only thing, and this is the thing, by potential and because of hype, the white boy for Purdue right now, if it was up against Bronny or him, they would pick him because a 7-footer, you can live and die by somebody in the paint.
Yeah.
But guards, when you're talking about two-way, somebody can get it. It's no white boy on the perimeter that you feel like is better than Bronny. This ain't no white dominated.
I feel you, but
what I'm saying
you is, finna play against these niggas.
Okay.
You got niggas you up against now. And these young niggas hitting. But when you up against niggas,
you got to have the advantage, boy. When you have a father. Cause again, if we separate all the niggas, Bronny good. But there's some other dogs out there. So I feel like, you know what I'm saying? But is that hating? Is LeBron hating on the other niggas? No, it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to let my son go out. If you see your son out there getting his ass whooped and getting beat super bad, like if it's a one-on-one, you cool. But once that little boy be tanning your son ass and he on the ground, like not they not boxing and he tanning. But if he's on the ground and the other boy pile driving him.
You gonna come hit his ass.
That's what LeBron doing. He's sinking.
And I'm not mad.
He's going to allow his son to go head up with Nick.
I'm not mad at that. But what I'm saying is, I'm damn near. Yeah, hell yeah. I don't care about you being number one, motherfucker. If I got the power to pull my son above you just because of me, I'm gonna do that every time.
Yeah.
But it's just, your son is going to have to hold his own weight now. Yeah, you got about one or two more years with that motherfucker.
My job is to get him there. Whatever he do when he's there.
Your job is to get him there. Yeah, you're right.
Dion's job is to get him there. Dion continue to hold his son's hand, then his son would never learn how to work. You know what I'm saying? How to be, because I'm always, but I can't hate him for being able to raise his son to the day that he died in a controlled environment.
But
it's not going to fare well with those types of kids.
Handle his business on that life.
Yeah. Right.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I mean.
Without an offensive line, that motherfucker was handling that business out there, motherfucker. Come on, man.
I believe he ain't no bullshit.
Like, he can hold his own with other niggas.
But Heisman, favorite, like, no, that talk was, with the way that he played, other than that first game of the season that he played, he should have never been in a Heisman talk. Now, we should have just let him play the game like he's supposed to last year. And then for the offseason, start hyping him up after he had a year under his belt.
Yeah.
We hyped him up too early.
Really?
And it highlighted so much of his deficiencies because the camera was on him so much.
Really?
If we would have hid his deficiencies coming into this year, Deion would have been able to pull a wool over everybody's eyes.
See, really, Travis Adams, ain't that his name?
Travis Hunter.
Hunter, my bad. Travis Hunter really the star of that team. That motherfucker bad. Without him on that bitch, you don't get money.
Nah. Travis was great, but Travis not effective if Shedeur can't give him the ball. And Travis ain't that deal on defense. He's not Deion. We need to stop hyping that up.
What?
Travis is not no ball hawk to where he gonna lock you up. Bruh, when getting hurt saved his, getting hurt and us saying if he didn't get hurt, the what ifs saved him in his first year. Shedeur couldn't hide from the criticism because Shedeur never got. Travis has another year to continue pulling the wool over people's eyes. Because he, by the fifth, if he would have never got hurt that third game, that fourth and fifth game against Oregon and USC, boy, Travis was going to get exposed.
You think so?
Man, listen.
He playing both sides of that motherfucker, you think so?
Exactly. It was no way. Boy, the way that Oregon ran up and down that field, defense and offensive-wise, boy, Travis would not have been able to survive 50 snaps per side of the ball.
Deion just really needs to decide what side of the ball he going to put him on.
Caleb, man, with a man, been slicing that nigga like a goddamn surgeon, boy. No, sir. I believe Caleb gonna be all right. I just believe, again, some of these kids, we put so much pressure on them because social media is in your face always. I believe most of these guys, I believe Bronny is pretty tough in his own way. I believe if we put Bronny in 2008, 2007, maybe even 2004 years of basketball where the camera's not on him all the time, he gets a chance to actually fail and nobody really see it. The camera, bruh, none of these kids, bruh, they peaking too fast and too young.
I don't think Bronny as tough as what you think he is.
I'm not saying that he's just a superstar. But Bronny ain't as bad as people think. Like, he a two-way player.
You shouldn't have.
He's going to be like Westbrook. He going to be long. He can defend. He's going to be active on defense. And he's going to be a spark player to where on offense, he's not going to be no.
You got to do one more.
He's going to be Tyrese Maxey.
If you really want to be that, you got to do one more year.
Bro, we want the nigga. Bro, everybody want the nigga to be Tyrese Maxey and all this, man. That's not going to be Bron's game. Bryce? That's not even going to be Bryce's game. Bryce is going to be a big nigga who can get busy. Like, he's going to be like Siakam. That's how Bronny going to be. Just more athletic. He's going to be more athletic. But he not going to be no... Bronny ain't going to be LeBron. None of them going to be LeBron. LeBron was a freak of nature, bro.
Yeah.
We need to stop trying to line them up for who their father was. That's putting too much pressure on them boys, man. That's not fair. Because you know what? Niggas did not put that pressure on Ken Griffey Jr.
Nope.
Which his daddy wasn't, you know what I'm saying, LeBron, but nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, a lot of these players, when your daddy is a GOAT like that, Michael Jordan kids didn't have a fair shot. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to let these kids live their own lives.
They killed the only motherfucker that was coming hard like that.
I mean, you know.
My little Kobe was coming hard. Why are you tripping?
I mean, yeah. And it was going to be in women's basketball. But, you know, she died for, you know what I'm saying, for people like Caitlin Clark to got doggone, you know what I'm saying, to take the reins. But, bro, I appreciate you, man.
Oh, yes, sir.
Appreciate you, bro. I'm proud of you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything that you said today, It just shows, man, you're a father now, man. And everything that you said, bro, like, you said nothing wrong, bro. And I hope to see if you ever be in that position, bro, to do exactly everything
that you said. And I'm going to hold the motherfucker. Y'all going to hate me because I'm going to hold that motherfucker hostage as long as I can.
And as a father, bro, hey, I can't hate you for that, man, because I know you're going to hold him accountable also on the other end. I can't wait to just continue to, you know, see you flourish, bro, and watch your journey, man. It's been amazing up until this point to see it, man. I appreciate that, man. And it's the last episode of season two, man. Like 80 episodes for, you know, 80 some episodes, two seasons, and then like 10 bonus video, all type of stuff, man. Like, it's been a wild ride, man, in the rabbit hole, taking breaks off, man, and coming back. It's just been a great journey. I'm glad and I'm blessed to even be able to close out a season two. And not only that, man, how it all started. It started with
I was
going to
say,
kids,
you know, I was like, there from the very number one. So to see here and listen to you say closing out season two, 80 episodes, I'm like, man.
40 on the first one.
I remember number one.
40 on the first one. 41 on the second one. And then I got some bonus ones that came out. Just, man.
Nigga, like, I remember them before episodes, before we recording, like, season one, nigga, we going at it, nigga, like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, giving people sneak peeks and sneak listens on, you know, YouTube and, man, promoting it. And, bro, it's been a journey, bro. I've enjoyed every last bit of it. Always anything that's going on, bro, you know, monumental wise, man, I make sure I bring you in though, bro. I'm so glad to do that every time, man. Bro, guys, make sure y'all tap in on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. You go to Apple Podcasts, make sure, give it 5 stars, give your review. I've been doing this for a minute. Make sure y'all leave a review on it. Give it 5 stars. If not, you know, give it whatever. Be honest about it. Give your review. Continue to do that, man. It's been too long, good seasons for y'all. And I'm definitely glad for everybody who's still here and for the new people that's coming in. Continue to come in. Season three, you know, stay locked in. It's gonna go down.
He said season three, fuck with me.
Season three coming through, man. So JP and Lil Cuz on the FWM podcast.
I'm doing this one for the trouble. And every bad doing brother, sister, daddy, your mother, who living in the gutter. You want better cars and a better heart. Another star, your home yard, and a place to park. You wanna trust and wife and a better life. Bigger crib and a home cooked meal. Here a single night. Hell, feel what you're going through. But I could've warned you when it's time to be a man. Do all you can, see other lands, and don't be living for the other man. Take time out, settle in, be the better man. And close to watch your friends, and then you'll understand. I look better than. But on the other hand, you so goddamn stubborn. And you be starting shit. And ever since you made president, we ain't even seen you since. You need to visit our schools, rebuild our church and home, and stop killing my own kind and leave my earth alone. And stop tapping my phone and searching my brain and keep your personal feelings home when you're better. My phone, do it for the weak and strong, and it eats its own. Do it for the mangoes when all the heat is gone.
This guy wasn't telling me.
Never
be. No way, not in America.
Not in America.